In Canada, in the mid-1940s, the ports were a bustle of sound and scent. Ships bound for Europe sailed every day, carrying people, animals, and a rich selection of goods for trade. On freighters bound for Italy, one cattle hand, young Louis Quillico, was frequently asked to use more than muscle for the job. The bosses often sent him down to the hold, where the nervous animals bellowed and pawed impatiently. The crew had discovered that Louis, with his melodious voice, could sing them to sleep. But as far as Louis was concerned, singing was just a favorite pastime, and shipping was an excellent way to see the world before he settled down to his real work in the family business, a bicycle shop in Montreal. Destiny, however, was to lead Louis down a very different path. In 1948, Louis Quillico attended a concert at the Ladies' Musical Club of Montreal, and there, his whole life changed. He listened to what he felt was the most beautiful music he had ever heard in his life. Thank you. An accomplished young pianist, Lina Pizzolongo, had studied music since she was very young and had won the bronze Médaille de Virtuosité, awarded annually by the French government to a child prodigy in music. After completing her training in Montreal, she studied in Paris and won several international awards. Music was Lina's life. She could not imagine doing anything else. After the concert, Louis Quillico introduced himself. That night, he managed to drop by the house where she was staying. It wasn't long before Louis was as much in love with the musician as with her music. And Lina was convinced that the man who had sung Animals to Sleep could awaken the world with his voice.
I felt that this was a beautiful diamond, but it really needed a lot of polishing.
She says, you know, darling, you've got a very beautiful voice, but there's one thing, you sing like you have a potato. It sounded like a potato in the throat.
I started to take lessons myself, bringing him to different vocal teachers, and gradually I learned myself about voice and worked with conductors. But being so involved in progressing his career, it became such a strong partnership. We would work a couple of times a week, and when we got married, it was an everyday, every day.
The asset that Lina has brought, I think it's a treasure that not many people have the opportunity to have. It's not only a matter of technique. The spiritual side of it, the dramatization, the music side, because she's so informed.
But you see, it's because we love it, and you give yourself, and you don't realize that you give yourself. You have to give yourself to it. It's our life.
Louis' struggle paid off. By the mid-1950s, he was performing leading baritone roles in the world's greatest opera houses, the Paris Opera, Teatro Colón in Buenos Aires, Covent Garden in London, and the Metropolitan in New York. Everywhere, crowds and critics alike agreed Louis Quillico was a new star to watch closely. One early triumph was at Covent Garden, where Louis played the title role in Rigoletto. A hunchback jester, Rigoletto finds his life abruptly changed when his only daughter, his beloved Gilda, is kidnapped by courtiers of the Duke of Mantua. In the aria Cortigiani, Rigoletto confronts the abductors, and an extraordinary transformation takes place as his outrage gives way to despair. In fact, so enthusiastic was the Covent Garden audience about his performance that they honored him with a tribute no male opera singer had ever received. They presented him with a bouquet of flowers after the performance.
Io piango,
Quillicos and their two children, music was inseparable from life.
I don't remember when Gina was born, but I remember it was the same year that Louis won the Met audition. But Gino loved the piano very much. He used to love to just put himself underneath the piano and listen. Gino would come so soft, so quiet, you know, never to disturb Mommy when she was practicing or something like that. I used to bring the children to the opera. I would bring them once a week to the opera, and I would explain the story, a bit of the music. Sometimes they loved it. And then, of course, they would see their father quite often.
Music was so intrinsic to young Gino's upbringing that at times he confused art with life. As a boy, Gino went to see his father sing the role of Rodrigo in Verdi's Don Carlo. Rodrigo is assassinated while visiting Don Carlo in prison. And as he dies in the arms of his friend, he sings the tragic aria, O Carlo, Ascolta.
One of these Don Carlos, he came to the performance. And I looked at him, and he had a grim face, long face, no smile, nothing. He says, Daddy, I want you never to sing this opera again. And I says, why you don't want me to sing this opera? He says, I don't want people to kill you.
Oh, la tela, amiga.
Occurred to him to become an opera singer. He took many jobs, from delivering dentures to hoisting barrels of rum, from coal mining to carpentry, and displaying his magnificent train set to amateur collectors. But he was the son of two musicians after all. At 17, he formed a Toronto rock band, for which he wrote soulful ballads.
If love comes your way, throw me shy and turn away.
However, Gino was beginning to realize that he was really meant for a musical career of a very different kind. He broached the subject to his mother first. At dinner that night, Lena took up the question with Louis. Immediately, Louis put his fork down. He and Lena then rose and went to the piano to give their son Gino his first lesson in operatic singing.
One of the hardest things that was in my life was to translate what I felt about singing to Gino. Not only what I felt, but what Lena has contributed.
Voice is so personal, as my father has explained that to me very often. It's so personal that you have to search within to find what's unique.
I think he was one of my best pupils for one reason. Maybe I was harder on him than anybody else.
In the beginning was first the throat, opening of the throat, bringing down the larynx. That lasted maybe a good 3 months. The second 3 months, breath and throat control, technique. And it wasn't at least for a good 6 months before we actually made some sound.
So sure were Louis and Lena that Gino would grow up to be a great singer that they made a recording of one of his very first lessons.
Ma, let me start.
Ma, à toi, Seigneur, et moi. Ah, à toi, Seigneur, et roi des yeux. Ma sœur, je confie.
finally, Gino came up with the sound that I wanted.
And after many hard years of work, I finally came up with the sound that we were looking for.
Se vuelve gitano cuando es para ti. Mi cantar es yo de fantasía. Mi cantar es flor de melancolía. Que yo te dé. Granada, Manola, cantada en coplas preciosas. No tengo otra cosa que darte que un ramo de rosas. De rosas de suave fragancia que le die ramarco a la Virgen Morena. Granada, tu tierra es llena de lindas mujeres que sangre de sol.
Certainly, it's a great responsibility because you have to try to guide a person towards something that is so far removed of what is the usual way of living. People think, just saying you open your mouth and you do vocalize, everything comes out. No, it's much more than that. You play with emotion, you play with nerve, you're playing with everything that is abstract. 95%, you'll not succeed with this.
In 1980, Gino joined the Paris Opera Company as a principal artist. To him, this great theater epitomized everything he dreamed of achieving. He remembered the time he had sat here in the audience as a boy, moved and saddened by his father's performance. Now, standing backstage, he looked out at the elegant architecture and all around him felt the echoes of a great tradition. When he walked on stage for his first rehearsal, his eyes were filled with tears.
One of the great things that happened at Gino's career was that he had the opportunity to sing the Barber Seville. This kind of aria, the difficulty is to make it easy. It's to become flexible enough to be able to cope with the runs in it. Gino has that flexibility, that spontaneity of the voice that I have to say that I never really have.
La 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 la. Larghi fatodum della città, largo. La 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 presta bottega che l'alba già presto la 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 ah che bel vivere che bel piacere per un marmiere di qualità Ah, bravo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, bravo! La 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 fortunatissimo, la verità, bravo! La 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 fortunatissimo per verità, fortunatissimo per verità, la 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 la. Pronto per tutto la notte e giorno, sempre di tonno in giro sta. Mille curcagne per un barbiere, vita più nobile no, non si dà. La 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 la. Raso di pettini, lancia dei forbici, al mio comando tutto qui sta. Raso di pettini, lancia dei forbici, al mio comando tutto qui sta. Bella risorsa, poi del mestiere. Con la donnetta, con la cavaliere, con la donnetta, la 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 la, col cavaliere, la 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 la. Che bel piacere, che bel piacere, per un barbiere
di qualità,
di qualità. Tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono,
donne e ragazzi,
che fanciulle, quella parrucca, presa la barba, quella cinguigna, presi biglietto, tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, quella parrucca, presa la barba, presi biglietto, presa... Figaro,
Figaro,
Figaro, Figaro, Figaro, Figaro, Figaro, Figaro. Oimè, che furia, oimè, che bolla, una alla volta, per carità, per carità, per carità, una alla volta, una alla volta, una alla volta, per carità. Figaro, son qua. Ehi, hey, Figaro! Son qua, Figaro là, Figaro qua, Figaro là, Figaro su, Figaro giù, Figaro su, Figaro giù. Pronto, prontissimo, so come il fulmine, sono i patottum della città, della città, della città, della città, della città. Ah, bravo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, ah, bravo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, fortunatissimo, 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 per verità. Ah, bravo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, ah, bravo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, fortunatissimo, 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 per verità. Sono il padotum della città, sono il padotum della città, della città. Della città.
With the Paris Opera until 1983. Since then, he has performed in leading roles in the world's great opera houses. He has made numerous recordings and has sung roles in three feature films. In November 1987, Louis and Gino had the opportunity to perform as partners. Gino had been appearing as Lescaut in the Metropolitan Opera production of Massenet's Manon, and the director had invited Louis to sing the role of Des Grieux, Lescaut's father, for a special closing night performance. It was the first time in opera history that a father and son had performed on stage together at the Metropolitan Opera. And Manon was just a prelude. Just last month, the Quillicos performed in the Canadian opera production of Mozart's Don Giovanni. Critics raved about the depth and force of this brilliant partnership.
As a child, I always loved disguising myself. I used to love to get dressed up and pretend I was a character. So here I was, as an adult, coming back to this dress-up.
Some days, waking up and feeling very, very, very bad, and getting closer to the hour of the performance, and automatically there was something that seems as taking over, and I always call that the fourth dimension. All of a sudden, there is nothing, you become serene, and everything disappeared around you.
When we work, the three of us, it's very intense. We forget about the world. We become one. And there's such a strength. It's like performing sometimes, you know. It's like when
the
you're
actual
on that
working.
Stage.
The actual working is like we're really performing.
Yeah.
There's a tremendous chemistry.
Because that's what it is. That's what makes us a unit.
I think what makes it unique is because the thing is, there is three members of a single family that has tremendous respect towards the others, but at the same time, everyone is an individual.
Oh, we fight
and
too?
Yes. And the thing is that is incredible, that what we do, we bring to each other. The Toreador song. I love the aria. This is an aria that you do really for the public. That no matter what you go anywhere in the world, you say, I'm going to sing the Toreador song. Everybody knows it, you know? Gino, the way he does it. I don't want to brag about Gino, but I don't think there is nobody in the world that can do an escamillo like his. It's a very interesting aria because it describes the situation, the toro that's coming towards you, then it just passed you, bah! And all of a sudden the public start to scream, bravo, bravo!
Señor, señor, cara de les soldats. Oui, les toreros peuvent s'entendre. Pour plaisir, ils ont les combats. Le cirque est plein ces jours de fête. Le cirque est plein du zoo en bas. Les spectateurs perdent la tête. Les spectateurs s'interpellent à grand traiteur. Apostrophe, criez ta page, poussez jusque à la fureur. Car c'est la fête du courage, c'est la fête des gens de cœur. Allons, en garde, allons, allons, Toreador en garde, Toreador, Toreador. Et songe bien, oui, songe à combattant, un œil noir te regarde, et l'amour t'attend, Toreador, l'amour, l'amour t'attend. On fait silence, à que se passe-t-il? Plus de cris à l'instant, le taureau s'élance en bondissant hors du toril. Et il s'élance, il frappe, il roule, un cheval roule, entraînant un picador. Ah, bravo taureau, il la foule, le taureau il va, il vient, et bravo encore, en s'ébouant ses banderilles, plein de fureur il court, le cirque est plein de sang.
O se sono dopo scille brie, se non tu retano, allo, o carde, allo, allo, torreador hangar, torreador, torreador. Et songez bien, oui, songe à combattant, que les noirs te regardent et que l'amour t'attend. Toréador, l'amour, l'amour t'attend. Toréador, toréador, l'amour.
Thank you.